Perspectives for Retired Members, December 2020. PERS benefit payments support Oregon's economy. Oregon PERS paid about $4.11 billion in benefits to retired members or their beneficiaries living in Oregon in 2019. The $4.11 billion figure does not include payments from the Individual Account Program. PERS conducts an annual economic impact study to show how benefits paid to PERS retirees support the state's economy. Funding for PERS retirement benefits comes mostly from investment earnings on contributions previously paid by PERS members and public employers. The impact to Oregon's economy is not limited to the $4.11 billion in benefits themselves. The financial impact reaches further because the $4.11 billion generates tax revenue and supports jobs and related wages. In 2019, benefit payments supported an estimated 33,402 Oregon jobs and added about $1.29 billion in wages to Oregon's economy. The state also collected an estimated $234.9 million in income taxes from PERS retirement payments. When adjusted for these wider financial impacts, the value of PERS retirement payments to Oregon's economy grows to $4.33 billion. Read the full 2019 Economic Impact Study on the PERS website under General Information Economic Impact Study. 1099-R tax forms coming in January. Need an Internal Revenue Service 1099-R form for tax purposes? You can expect to get yours by the end of January 2021. PERS will mail the form to your address on file if you were paid PERS benefits in 2020. The form cannot be mailed earlier than January. Be sure to check that your address is current and update it as needed by December 15, 2020. To change your address, use online member services or complete an information change request form. You can find the form in the retired member information section of the PERS website or contact PERS member services to have a form mailed to you. PERS member services cannot update addresses over the phone or via email for security reasons. PERS also cannot accept forms via email. Fax completed forms to PERS at 503-598-0561 or mail the forms to PERS, P.O. Box 23700, Tigard, Oregon 97281-3700. If you do not receive your 1099-R by February 15, 2021, you can request a duplicate via OMS or by contacting PERS Member Services by phone or email. It is possible you may get more than one 1099-R if you received any of the following: monthly pension benefits, IAP payments, beneficiary benefits, alternate payee benefits, a lump sum installment, police and fire benefits. You also may receive more than one 1099-R if you directly rolled over any portion of your benefit, for example, to a Roth IRA or the Oregon Savings Growth Plan, and or you turned age 59 and a half in 2020. While PERS cannot provide tax advice, we do have a fax about 1099-Rs on our website. PERS Health Insurance Program premium rates change January 1. New PERS Health Insurance Program PHAP premiums for 2021 will take effect on January 1. If you are a PHIP participant, your payments will automatically adjust to the new rate, whether you have your insurance premiums deducted from your monthly pension benefit or from a checking or savings account through electronic funds transfer. If you pay with your pension benefit, PHIP will notify you by mail if your insurance premium exceeds your monthly pension income. If you pay by electronic funds transfer, make sure you have funds available to cover the rate change. If you are currently enrolled in bill pay through your financial institution, you will need to notify them of the change. Wondering what the new rates will be? You can find them online at pershealth.com. If you have questions, contact PHIP at 503-224-7377 or 1-800-768-7377. Looking for health insurance options? Learn about PHIP. If you are about to become Medicare eligible or are the surviving spouse of a retiree who recently died, you may want help in understanding your health insurance options. One resource for assistance is the PERS Health Insurance Program, which offers health insurance plans specifically designed for PERS retirees and their eligible family members, including surviving spouses. In typical years, PHIP holds in-person new enrollment presentations for PERS retirees and family members who would become eligible for Medicare because of age or disability status within 12 months. This year, due to COVID-19, those presentations have been canceled. However, PHIP has created a series of videos about the PHIP program and related health insurance options, Medicare, and enrollments. Read more about enrollment eligibility and PHIP's mission and history online. For questions, check out PHIP's facts page on the PHIP website. Variable annuity adjustments coming. If you receive variable annuity payments as part of your PERS retirement, you will soon receive an adjustment to this portion of your monthly benefit. Each year, PERS adjusts variable annuity payments in January based on earnings or losses posted to variable accounts through October 31st of the prior year. You will receive your first adjusted payment based on 2020 performance, beginning with your February 1, 2021 benefit payment. You will also receive a letter from PERS showing the amount of the adjustment in January 2021. Variable annuity payments and adjustments apply only to members who remained in the variable annuity at retirement. Variable accounts are invested in global equities by the Oregon Investment Council. Monthly investment results are posted on the Treasury website. Moving, life changes, impacted by wildfires. So we can best assist you. It is important to keep your information with PERS up to date. Signing up for direct deposit, for example, will ensure you receive your benefit payments directly and in a timely manner. Remember that all PERS forms must be mailed or faxed to PERS. You can find the forms you need online by clicking Most Requested Forms at the top of the PERS homepage. Look for the Retired Members section on the forms webpage. Mail the information to PERS, P.O. Box 23700, Tigard, Oregon, 97281-3700. Address changes. PERS member services cannot update addresses over the phone or via email for security reasons. You can update information in the online member services portal or send in an information change request form. Direct deposit. Direct deposit forms received by the 15th of any month will typically be processed and effective for the following month's benefit payment. Tax withholding. Updating your address or providing residency status certification does not automatically change your withholdings. You must submit a new W-4P form. You may have withholdings on both your PERS pension and IAP payments. Submit W-4Ps by the beginning of the third week of any month. Account access. The authorization to release account information form allows you to authorize a third party to obtain information regarding your PERS account or benefits. The special power of attorney form gives the person you designate the power to make decisions for PERS-related matters on your behalf. Divorce. Contact member services about divorce and PERS benefits. Death notices. After a PERS member dies, a representative should contact member services as soon as possible. Failure to report a death in a timely manner may result in having to pay back retirement benefits. PERS will require the date of death, city and state where the death occurred, a photocopy of the death certificate, and a spouse's or personal representative's contact information. Sign up for GovDelivery email or text updates. You can get alerts on topics that include member news and perspectives, tax remedy notifications, variable account information, PERS health insurance program, PERS board meetings, PERS administrative rulemaking. You can find out how to sign up for GovDelivery on the PERS website. This is the end of Perspectives Retired Member Edition for December 2020.